This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Adam here and I am joined by both Carlos and Tex from the Victorian AIDS Council. Thanks to Nat for the news and thanks to the Gazman for the morning show as always. Good afternoon, team. How are we today?
Oh, absolutely excellent. Thank you, Adam. Absolutely excellent, as I hope you are.
Very well here as well.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, we're all well on this lovely sunny day.
We've been missing Tex. Has been away.
Oh, because I've been
He went away
Cairns.
On the weekend.
I know. Not that I see him on the weekend, but yeah, I miss him.
I went to Cairns on Friday. I came back yesterday.
I know, and you look lovely.
You do. You look very tanned.
Oh, thank you, darling. At Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer and questioning community. And we are here, we are all about sex, health and well-being. Today on the show, we'll be chatting with Craig, one of the test facilitators at our rapid HIV testing clinic called Pronto.
So, Carlos, if people want to get involved about the rapid HIV testing conversation, or they might have a question for Craig about Pronto the Service itself, how can they get in contact with us today?
If any of those happen, you can get in contact via facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy, or you can call 1-300-JOY-949, or send us an email onair@joy.org.au, or send an SMS 0427-JOY-949, or even tweet us at Well, 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 Joy.
Exactly. And we get the emails and we get the SMSs right here in the studio. So that's direct contact.
And we love when that happens.
Oh, we love it. Yeah. Indeed.
We
send
do.
A message.
Well, I'm very excited because it's actually Pronto's first birthday. So it's very exciting. And I think it's Craig's anniversary of coming into the studio to do an interview. So this should be very exciting.
That explains the cake.
The cake. Yeah, there was a cake out there, actually. I didn't know where that came from.
Oh.
But it did have one candle in it. So first birthday.
Well, exactly right.
Surprise, Craig.
But this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And the song coming up is Ellie Goulding with Burn. Either of you familiar with that?
Maybe when I hear it, the name certainly doesn't ring a bell. There's no clash of cymbals in my head.
Clash of cymbals?
Well, you know, bells. Reminiscent.
Oh, right, okay.
Why is it so hard to understand me, Adam?
Well, I don't know. Well, as I said to you as we were getting off the train, I was like, sometimes I don't even need to be involved in a conversation with Tex for Tex to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
And today joining us in the studio is one of the test facilitators at our rapid HIV testing service, Pronto. So, Craig, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, I guess before we get into talking about Pronto and what it is that you do there, can you just tell the listener a little bit about yourself and what you've done work-wise?
Sure. Well, yeah, my name's Craig. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. work-wise, I've worked in adult education before, so working in language teaching in the past.
Yep.
And I taught at uni and I've taught in a little school for adults as well, and more recently kind of started being interested in counselling, that kind of thing. I've also studied art, so a few different things along the way.
So a range of, or a plethora, as Tex would like to say, that's his favourite word,
a plethora
of fields.
Yeah.
So that's probably why we have had some conversaciones en español.
Ah, sí, es verdad.
Yeah. No, Spanish.
Don't start that stuff because we don't know what you're talking about. You could be talking about us.
Hola.
So you work at, obviously, one of the services provided by the Victorian AIDS Council called Pronto. Mm-hmm. So for those who haven't heard about the service, can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure. So Pronto is a rapid HIV testing service, and it's in Fitzroy on Rose Street. It's a peer-led service, which means that it's run by gay guys for the community. You can get a rapid HIV test really quickly. So we have the results for the HIV test within 10 minutes. We're also doing syphilis testing now as well. So it's a very, hopefully a very friendly, approachable service that people can access easily.
Yeah, and so do people say, because it's a peer-based service, obviously it's by gay men, for gay men, or for the community in general, that it's obviously not a clinical space because it's a community-based
service? I think people identified that or that some of the barriers to testing were a clinical space, or the idea of seeing a doctor might be intimidating to some people. So we've tried to make it as approachable and friendly as possible, and it is it still has an element of being a clinical space, because obviously we have to do the tests and that kind of thing, but yeah. As friendly as possible, and
In terms of training that you have had to facilitate this peer service, what is it that is involved?
So it's a very long process. So we all come from different backgrounds. As I was saying before, I have a background in adult education, and I've done some work in sexual health education as well. Some people come from social work background. Other people come from different backgrounds. So the training process was really important in first of all learning the clinical side of things.
Yeah.
But we all had to have the pre and post test discussion course for hepatitis C and HIV, which is run through La Trobe Uni. So that was a kind of must, because it's a legal requirement to provide that a pre and post test discussion around an HIV or hepatitis C result.
Mm.
So we all have that as a kind of bare minimum. The training before the service opened was really extensive through the National Serology Reference Laboratory and also through the Burnet Institute. So there's a lot that goes into preparing us to deliver the service.
And so how long did the training actually take? Was it like a weekend, or was it like over the course of like 85 years? Because it sounds like you had to jump through a lot of hoops to actually be able to do what it is that you do.
It was somewhere in between.
So
it was about a month before the service that we were involved in training.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was also about getting a lot of practice between ourselves as well. So, fish bowling things. Trying out different ways of everything was new. The service was totally new. Rapid testing at the point of care had only been kind of given the go-ahead shortly before the service opened. So we were streamlining a lot of processes, working out a lot of things before we opened. It was a pretty incredible experience. Great to be involved with.
And you have been involved since it opened?
Yeah, yep, since the beginning.
Now, I'm guessing after a year, do you actually get a little bit of famous? Do you get recognized out in the community? And how do you deal if you actually get recognized?
Yeah, so I have been recognized a couple of times here and there. It's a pretty delicate moment. I tend to not... if someone sees me and they acknowledge me and have a conversation with me, then I'll have a conversation for sure. But I also want to respect people's confidentiality and privacy as much as possible. So,
well, it's the same thing as counselling. It's if you've got a client or a patient, you don't sort of walk up and say, "Hey, how are you going?" in a group of friends, and they're like, "Well, how do you know them?" "Yeah, they're my therapist."
but if someone does want to have a conversation, that's great, and I'm happy for that.
And so, just to jump back to something you were saying earlier about the fact that you're actually offering rapid syphilis testing now. How long has that actually been in the play?
So it's a couple of months now, maybe 2 or 3 months that we've had the syphilis testing incorporated into the process. So, the HIV test gives a result after 10 minutes and the syphilis gives a result after 15. We run them at the same time and they're both finger prick tests. So we do a finger prick and pop the blood from the finger prick into the tests. So very simple, but very accurate tests.
I like.
We do have a special guest in the studio, but we also have someone else in the studio who is not on microphone, and that is BJ, who's our podcaster. Every week, this show is podcast, which means you can listen to the information which we have shared on the podcast page on the Joy website, which is joy.org.au, and just look for podcasts or the most recent podcasts, and you can hear us all over again, minus the music. So it's just more immediate. It's just us droning on. joining us, though, we do have a guest, and it's Craig, who is one of the test facilitators at our rapid HIV testing service called Pronto, which Craig explained is in Fitzroy.
That's right, yep.
Look, we were talking about the rapid testing and people coming in and getting rapid tests for HIV and now for syphilis as well. But in relation to the rapid HIV test, what's involved in getting one? You know, what happens when people come in? What's the sort of, I suppose, the formula?
Yeah, so someone you can book an appointment really easily over the internet on the website, pronto.org.au. And, yeah, when you arrive, you get seen at reception, take a seat. There's a couple of little forms to fill in. Then we come and pick you up, the test facilitators.
Like pick you up and carry you to the room.
Yeah, pick you up, carry you to the room, make you feel comfortable. I guess initially I'd have a chat with you to see what's brought you here today, what any concerns there are, if there are any, get a sense of where the person is at, and explain the tests that we have. So we have the HIV test and the syphilis test, explain those. Explain the window period for the test, that's really important, and also explain the results for the tests. And just check in to see whether they have a good understanding of those, and if they're comfortable to go ahead with the test.
You just mentioned a really interesting expression, which our listener may not know anything about. You said, explain the window period. Mm. I take it that's not a pane of glass in a wall.
Mm.
So, what does the term... I mean, I know, but can you explain for our listener, what does the term window period mean?
Yeah, so the window period is the time... So, these tests, the rapid HIV test looks for the antibodies to HIV, which is the immune system's response to HIV. They don't look for the virus itself.
Mm.
So, the window period is the time between infection and the time that your body produces antibodies. So, if you get a test in this time, you will get a negative result even if you're already living with HIV. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
So the window period for this test, most people will have produced antibodies by 6 weeks. And that means after 6 weeks, you'll have a good sense of your status. Because some people can take slightly longer to produce antibodies, we have a recommendation around testing, which is to test after 12 weeks from a particular risk if you want to know 100%.
And so is the test painful? Because you said it's a finger prick. So a lot of people obviously don't like needles and whatnot. So is it the same sort of thing? Like, is it a big needle coming out of a big thing? Or
no.
Like, is it, you know, how on earth could you, I guess, describe it?
Yeah, like, it's a tiny little finger prick, and it's
like
very...
Like a thumbtack?
Yeah, it's almost like a thumbtack or elastic band kind of thing snapping against the skin. So, it doesn't hurt very much, but it can hurt a little bit. Most people don't notice it. Some people do, but it's much less invasive than getting blood taken, and we need less blood as well. So, we just get a tiny amount of blood out of the finger prick and pop it into the tests.
And so how long do... You said the test results only take 10 minutes to actually come back. So what's the actual consultation period? Because you said you've got to do a little bit of pre-test counselling and I assume some post-test counselling. So what... how long is it? Is an appointment, I guess?
Yeah, we've got half an hour together. And that can be less. You know, some people who are returning to the service might... we might see that someone in 20 minutes. But we've got half an hour put aside. And that means we can really spend time with someone exploring whatever they want to explore, but also getting the two tests done. So, the 10-minute HIV test and the syphilis test. One thing that's important about the syphilis test is that if you've had syphilis in the past, we can't use this test. We also act as a point of referral in that sense. So
yeah,
and that's the same for people who want chlamydia and gonorrhea testing, STI screening. We refer them to a service that's appropriate, and also for people seeking PEP. So we're a rapid testing service, but we're also a point of connection to other services.
Okie doke. So, what does it cost? You know, all of this technology, it must cost something, but what does it cost to the individual person who's coming in to have either the rapid HIV test or the syphilis test? You know, is there a major cost involved?
No, it's all completely free. Yes.
Free?
Totally free.
Holla.
100% free.
Mm. I like that. That works really well. Well, I mean, there's one extra barrier because, you know, it's obviously taking time off and going to the doctors and then actually spending the money and getting the Medicare rebate and paying for the tests and all of that type of stuff. So,
yeah,
it's fantastic that it's free.
And we're open, after hours, so in the evenings from 4 till 8. So, that gets around, working hours and that kind of thing too. So.
Perfect.
Can you tell us how Pronto came into being? Now, Adam did announce at the beginning of the show that this is more or less the first birthday of Pronto. Well, how did Pronto begin? How did it come into being?
Well, a lot of work went on to establish the need for a rapid HIV testing service in Melbourne. So there's kind of two histories. One is a kind of clinical background, so establishing that need, and the other is kind of what actually went into setting up the service.
Yep.
So as far as the clinical background goes, there was a study by the Burnett that was published called Suck It and See. And that established that there's a significant amount of undiagnosed HIV in Melbourne. So that was one piece of data that kind of helped establish that need. And then also the idea that, undiagnosed HIV plays a major role in onward transmission. So both of those kind of things were in place. And then there are a few other things that happened as well, like there's the UN Political Declaration on HIV/AIDS and the Melbourne Declaration. And all of these things establish that it's really important to have rapid testing available. And including home testing, rolling out, that kind of thing. So all of those things meant that rapid HIV testing was approved in Australia, and we could use it. Mm-hmm. And then I guess there was the story of how Pronto came into being, and that was via a visit by the State Minister of Health, David Davis, and VAC CEO at the time, Matt Dixon, and Mark Stouvet from the Burnett to Magnet, which is an HIV STI screening and treatment centre in San Francisco, and that happened during the AIDS conference in Washington in 2012. And that was the kind of inspiration for the service in Melbourne. So that's the kind of really abridged version of a very long and kind of, very involved history.
So who are actually the people that are doing the test in Pronto?
So we're the test facilitators are people who come from different backgrounds, as I was saying before, but we're all united in the sense that, we're gay men for a start off, so that's one thing that connects us.
Are you allowed to ask that in a job interview? No, I'm joking. It's in peer-based services, obviously it has to be.
Yeah. We have a woman working in the service, Danny, as well, so that's, and I guess the idea that, that the people working in the service reflect the community that we're serving, or the communities of people that we're serving as well, so, or looking after. And I think that's people, that's came out of a barrier to testing where, some people can feel judged going into a GP, for example, it can be scary. Testing can be scary, so to make it more approachable.
And so you obviously don't have to come from a health or a medical background to actually do this, because the training, as you said, was quite comprehensive and quite informative. So it's people that are... literally, as you said, like you're doing counselling and you've done a little bit of adult education. I assume that the other people at Pronto would be doing different things as well.
Yeah.
And this is just part and parcel of something that they do.
Yeah. So we all have to have had the pre and post-test counselling course. That is one requirement, definitely. So that's something that kind of establishes... that's the kind of minimum in terms of things outside of the training that's run internally. But then, the kind of rigorous training around the test. And there's a relationship set up with the National Serology Reference Laboratory, which looks at quality assurance, and that's a kind of ongoing process. So, it's kind of stringent in some sense. Hopefully for the client, it's very relaxed and comfortable service. Mm-hmm. But on the inside, we have to be really particular. And
you're running around frantic behind scenes, and then when you see a client, you're like, hey, what's up? Calm down.
Now, Craig, how many test facilitators are there working at Pronto? I guess you must work in shifts, perhaps, to cover these different hours from the more contemporary medical services, which tend to close down, like at 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
But this service is allowing people to come in after hours on their way home or stuff. So how many people are there? You mentioned Danny, yourself, of course, but what's the...
So there are seven test facilitators, and then Danny and Simon, the manager of the service, they're both nurses.
All right.
So we do have... their clinical expertise, on call if we need it as well. So there's seven of us, and that covers... So during the week, we're open from 4 till 8 in the evening, and then on Saturdays as well, we're open from 1 till 5.
And so has everyone who actually started at Pronto stayed with Pronto, or have other people gone into different aspects of either VAC or different sort of services like that, if you're aware? Or is everyone kind of going, this is the service we really want to work for, this is exactly what we love to do? So sorry, that was an off-the-cuff question.
No, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much everybody who started in the service is still working in the service. And we've had a couple of new people who've started... yeah, as well, which is great. So, no, it's a great vibe, and it's a really lovely team of people to work with. And I think, you know, that sense of connection that we have together and, community within the staff at Pronto mean that we can provide a really supportive service for clients. Yeah.
Fantastic. Craig, can you tell us actually about the device used? So you said it was a finger prick device, but like how accurate is it, or how good is it? Obviously, if it's TGA approved, then it's obviously going to be good, but... Tell us a little bit more about the device itself.
Yeah, so this test is very accurate. It isn't approved by the TGA yet, actually. So we're in the process of it being approved. So we're using it under a clinical trial at Pronto. But it's very accurate, and it's been used around the world in many different settings for a long time. The reason that we're using it under a clinical trial is because rapid testing is so new here, and it's a bureaucratic step that we have to take to get the test registered. But yeah, so it's a very simple test. As I was saying before, it's just a finger prick, and it gives a result after 10 minutes. It looks for the HIV antibodies in the blood.
Yeah. And so how do you deal with, obviously you would, as you pointed out before, that there's a vast majority of undiagnosed HIV infections. So one of the purposes of Pronto is to get people in, to get more people testing, to get them testing more frequently. So how do you actually deal with reactive results?
So, yeah, I should explain that there are, the results to the test, there are a couple of possibilities. So one possibility would be a reactive result, and that basically means that the test has reacted. And usually that's because there's HIV antibodies in the blood, but we need to confirm that, and we do that by taking blood and sending it off to a lab. So the first step is to take blood for a reactive result and send it off to make sure that, in fact, it is HIV and it isn't a false positive, which is a possibility.
Do people actually ask for another test? Like to say, well, was that just a mistake? Can I have another one? Or do you say it's actually best if we do confirmatory blood serology as a standard practice?
We can't do a second test if we get a reactive result. We have that protocol that we get the blood test results through the lab. That's the kind of the way it goes. So if you get a non-reactive result, it means you're HIV negative, but we don't know anything about the last 6 weeks, and that can be longer for some people, up to 12 weeks. If you get a reactive result, we need to confirm it, so we take the blood and send it off to the lab. So that's the first step, I guess, clinically. The first step, as far as the client goes, is to sit with the client and talk about what that means to them and how that sits and what the rest of their week looks like, because it takes a week to get the confirmatory result back. And I guess it's checking in around supports that the person has and making sure that they're connected enough in that time. And just making ourselves available as much as available as possible. So
in this first year, how many reactive results?
Yeah, we've had 11 reactive results so far in the first year.
Yeah. I imagine as well you will get some sort of mental health support for the guys that work there.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So, we connect, a really important part of those first moments is connecting people to other services, so to VAC counselling. That's a really important connection, but also to ongoing care. So that might be to a GP of their choice, making sure that those pathways are really, really solid so that they can seek support in that time.
And so what about for you guys as well? Because obviously telling someone that they've got a reactive result, it's not a confirmatory positive result, but it's a reactive result in relation to the test. So what's the support mechanisms in place for you guys? Because that's obviously got to be a very difficult conversation to have with someone once you've gone through the pre-test counselling and you're doing the test, and whether it's the HIV or the syphilis, like just sort of telling someone...
What's happening. We do both. We communicate the reactive result, and then when the client comes back a week later, we give the positive diagnosis. And so far, all 11 have gone on to be positive diagnosis, not diagnoses. It is a really it's a particular moment, and Yeah, and the kind of culture of in amongst the staff at Pronto is a really supportive culture. That's really important. So we have lots of opportunities to debrief with one another. We also have supervision, which is run through VAC as well, which is really important, and team meetings as well. But it's a really vital part of the service that we have enough support so that we can provide support to the clients as well.
So, Craig, obviously we were talking before about the fact that Pronto's has been open for a year and you're doing syphilis testing now as well. So I think we did mention somewhere along the lines that there was some pop-up testing coming along, or has that actually happened? Or give us a little bit of a gist about what pop-up testing is, and then we can get into the when and where and why and how and stuff like that.
Yeah, so pop-up testing kind of happened over the conference, the International AIDS Conference in Melbourne. We had pop-up testing at Circuit, The Laird and Club 80. So that's outreach testing in those places. And the idea is to continue that into the future. So that's really great because it's kind of going out and making the service available to people who might not access it otherwise.
Now, how did guys react to having a pop-up testing, rapid testing service in a social venue like Circuit or in the sexual venues? How did it fit? Were they happy to have this service happening where they are, or was there some we didn't come here for this reason?
Yeah, to be honest, Harry, one of our test facilitators, was the one who went out and did the rapid testing in those places. And from him, I get the sense that he saw a lot of people and that it went really well. But as far as me kind of talking to people and how they felt about it, or, you know, any concerns that were expressed or anything like that, I'm not so sure. It's a different environment, testing in a bar to testing at Pronto. And for some people, that might be a really great thing. And for other people, they might prefer to come to Pronto.
So one of the biggest difference, I guess, between those two environments, of course, is alcohol. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so it would be really important to make sure that, part of doing an HIV test is getting informed consent, and that, you know, to be able to give informed consent, you can't be drunk. So there is a kind of an extra kind of precautional screening that would happen around that, just to make sure that people are in a place where they can understand what's going on as far as the test, but also what would happen if someone got a reactive result in that environment. So all of those things need to be really carefully considered. But that's not to say that people don't drink before they come and have a test at Pronto. So it's kind of, you know, it's part of the job anyway, just to make sure that, you know, that we're providing a service that's that's supportive and in the client's best interest.
And so do you know whether it was hard to actually get into those venues to actually provide the service? Obviously because you might be taking up some space where people could be dancing or could be doing other things. So obviously you'd have to work really closely with venue owners and with the staff there as well, so that they can actually provide patrons with information about what the service is and about what it's not, if people might be a bit hesitant to approach.
And that's been really fantastic, the relationships that have kind of been formed there, and we hope that will continue, because it's great to be able to have access to that and to form those relationships. We have we make sure that the space that we use is also respects the confidentiality and privacy of the person using the service. So it's not, we're not testing on the dance floor. We're, testing in a room.
It sounds like a song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Craig, is there any idea of moving broader into more into the community? Like, for example, we're heading rapidly towards the end of the year and then we'll be entering a midsummer festival. Is there any... are there any discussions about whether it would be appropriate to conduct the Pronto service in somewhere like the Midsummer Carnival?
Yeah, there certainly are, and I think that's what we're planning. It would be a really fantastic thing. So we're hoping to have a tent or two and set up a rapid testing on Carnival Day, which would be...
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it would be really great. I think it'd be fantastic.
And it's also going Southside as well. I think there's been discussions about moving it to the Centre Clinic, which is located at 77 Rear Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. So obviously having Northside and Southside would be absolutely fantastic. So I think that works really well.
Yeah. No, that's great. And, you know, and at the moment we are getting, you know, a lot of people who live around Fitzroy, but to make it more accessible, that's, yeah, would be fantastic. There's even talk of rural services and pop-up.
Wow.
So, yeah, other possibilities.
Well,
so,
I guess the more people you can reach or the more places that you actually do the pop-up stalls, then the better it is, the more people that are testing and the more regularly they're testing.
And if you can say, we're going to be here on this day and we're going to be doing testing, then people can kind of factor that in. Obviously, you know, all of the situations are different, but yeah.
Now, Craig, you mentioned before a website to do with Pronto, and you said people can register an appointment. So is it purely a pre-booked appointment, or can people walk into the service?
People can walk in, and so if you book an appointment, it means you're guaranteed that spot. But if you are nearby and want to drop in and see if there's a spot available, then you're more than welcome to.
So what is that website address?
The website address is pronto.org.au, and the booking system is really very straightforward and simple. And it's not only that, but you can book well in advance. So you could book a test for 3 months' time if you wanted to, which is quite unique. In most services, you know, you wouldn't necessarily be able to do that. So it's really fantastic for working out, you know, when to return to close off a window period, or, fits in easier with people's lives.
Fantastic. Well, Craig, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about Pronto. I can't believe it's gone by so quickly. Like, an hour seems to really stretch down to like 10 minutes sometimes, really. But thanks so much for coming on. And if anybody wants any details about Pronto, we will put it up on our Facebook page, which is Joy. I think about that for a second, sorry.
Very good.
But thanks so much for coming in, Craig. And guys, can you believe we've come to another show, another end?
Are you kidding? It's not almost the full hour up, is it?
It is. It is. It
time
is.
Flies.
And BJ's decided to join us for the last couple of minutes of the show. Welcome, BJ. How are you going?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How was your first experience?
It was lovely. It was lovely to see you guys working and how the chemistry is between you.
Really?
Nice. Yeah.
And not, just to...
There is chemistry, though.
Not many people say that.
Just to repeat for our listener, of course, BJ is the podcaster who does the of Well, Well, Well. Do you do any other shows?
Well, Well, Well is my first show. I did some new things, and I'm getting a new show as well, so...
Right. Super duper. Now, next week's show, Carlos is going to be hosting the show, and we'll be talking about Northside Bazaar. Now, you would have to have not listened to Joy over the last week to not know about Northside Bazaar, because Northside Bazaar has been here, there, and everywhere. Who's coming on the show, Carlos?
Brett from the Laird and Linda from the David Williams
Sound. Oh, and Linda's always a good guest.
Linda is always fun.
She's
Brett is awesome as well.
Quite, but Linda's quite buxom, and she that buxomness, you can actually hear it through the radio. I know that sounds impossible, but you can. She's a wonderful person. We need to thank Craig for coming in today, our guest from the HIV rapid testing clinic Pronto, pronto.org.au.
Yep.
Bravo. This is Adam, Carlos and Tex. We're part of the Well, Well, Well team from the Victorian AIDS Council. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
And I've actually got next week off, so...
Oh, have you?
Yay. But Murray will be back after his vacation.
Oh, right.
Though I did say to him when he popped in today, and he was like, hello, and I said, if I saw another photo of you on Facebook with either a cocktail or a beach, I was going to delete you as a friend and never speak to you again.
That was beach, not beat.
Well, I don't know.
Thanks for telling me.
I've never been to Bali, so I'm not quite sure. What? I don't even know where he went, to be perfectly honest. But
Thailand, actually.
I've been
Thailand.
There. Anyhow, all right, whatever. So this has been another episode of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. So thanks very much, everyone. And BJ?
Coming up next, Brendan with the afternoon show.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.